Hey, my friends. So today we are reading a Bluey story. This one is called Sleepy Time. It was written by Joe Brum. And so get ready. Get your blankies and your stuffies and your last glass of water, your last trip to the potty, all done. So you are ready to cuddle up and hear your story. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, so today's... No, we're going right now. So today's story is read by Mommy and... What's your name? What do they call you?
Army Pea Shooter.
Army Pea Shooter. In case you need one, we have one, and here he is. Are you ready? Okay, so here we go. It's sleepy time at the Healer House. Bingo is on her second book with Mum, while Bluey is already fast asleep. Usually that's the way it is, huh? And now it's time for lights out. Bingo wants to do a big girl sleep and wake up in her own bed. Woohoo. Sweet dreams, Mum says. Remember, I'm always here if you need me. That's true, Mums typically are, huh? Okay, so Bingo holds Floppy, who is her stuffed animal, right? What kind of animal is Floppy?
A bunny.
A bunny. Holds Floppy close and drifts off to sleep. And in the picture, we can see what the book was that she had finished reading. What was the book about? The planets. Yeah, and not just any planet. Oh, I think all of them, right? We go through all the planets, but in the cover we can see planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And when we open it up, we see she begins to dream. Chink, chink, there she is inside planet Earth, and it cracks open, and out of it pops Bingo. Is she alone? No, mustn't forget Floppy. We can also see the Earth is right next to the moon, right? Yeah, and so the moon pops open and out comes Floppy and the girls are together. Bingo sees a big, warm, glowing light. What is it? In the solar system, that would be the center of the solar system, which is the sun. They head toward it. On the way, they pass another planet, but someone else has already hatched from this one. I wonder who. Who do you think it is? Well, the book tells us it's Bluey, because she's standing next to her mom's bed. Bluey, says her mom, and she says, can I have some water? She's thirsty. So their mommy, Chili, gets up and goes and gets the water, and when she comes back to her bed to get into bed, Bluey has taken her place. So mommy has to go sleep somewhere else. She goes to Bluey's room and cuddles up, but boy, look at that. The blankie's barely enough to cover her. She's pretty cold still, I think. But Bingo and Floppy head off into space again. Oh, a planet. This one looks cozy, and it is cozy. Where did she end up at? She's in her mom and dad's bedroom, right? Only mom is not there. It's Bingo. Bluey. Bluey's in... where mommy should be. But daddy is on the other side and she has squished in between them and she's got the blankie and she's pulling it on top of her and they're back and forth. They roll pulling the blankie and it looks like it would probably be fun. And Bingo and Floppy feel like they're rolling up and down between two big blue space mountains. And it's a lot of fun for them. Yeah, it looks like it is. And then they find another planet, the biggest one yet. And this one is a lot of fun to jump on. Can you tell me what the biggest planet in the solar system is?
Jupiter.
And how do we know if this is Jupiter?
The hole.
It has a big red sun, the big red circly spot. Kind of a firestorm, I think, is what it is of some sort.
It's actually,
is it a storm? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, look, she's going to go jump on it, but it's so much fun that Bluey joins in. It's not much fun for Dad, though, because guess who that planet really is in their... Yeah, it's their dad. And he's getting stepped on and jumped on and, oh, okay, that's enough. He can't take it anymore. So he picks up Bingo with Floppy and he takes her back to bed, puts her into bed. And as he's returning to his room, it's Bluey. She's in the bathroom and she says, she says, Dad, can you sing to me? And he says, he's singing to her 99 bottles of thing. And while he's singing to her with his eyes closed, because it's the middle of the night and they are tired, look who gets up again. Bingo. She goes with Floppy back into Mom and Dad's room. And now they all end up back in Mom and Dad's room. So Mom and Dad are not in their bed, but Bluey and Bingo are. And Mom is curled up freezing on Bluey's bed, and Dad, poor Dad, he doesn't even get a bed at all. He's on the floor with a pair of underpants on him because he's so cold, which is interesting that he has a pair of underpants on him because he doesn't have a pair of underpants on him. Best if we not think about that. Never mind. Okay, so moving on. The blanket slips off, and Bingo and Floppy are left shivering in the cold in their planet dreams. Then Bingo spots that warm, glowing light again. And on their way towards the light, they pass another planet, and this one has something spinning around it. It's Floppy's friends, and Floppy wants to join them. They're spinning. What kind of planet is this that has rings around it? Can you think? I'm going to say Saturn. Yeah. So Bingo lets Floppy go. Goodbye, she says. Oh, how sad. But wait, what's this? Something's heading toward Bingo. Whoosh! It's pulling her, zooming her towards it as fast as it possibly can, and it's so warm. What is it? What can we see? Well, in the dream, she feels like she's in the sun. She feels like she's sitting on Mercury, which is the planet that's the closest to the sun. And it would be very, very warm there, wouldn't it? But in her real life, Bingo's mummy has heard her and has come and scooped her up in a nice warm hug and is keeping her nice and warm. But Bingo remembers that she wants to do a big girl sleep and wake up in her own bed. Probably not squished between her mommy. So Bingo stands up and says, I have to go. I'm a big girl now. Is she going to go to her own room? Yep. But her mommy says to her, remember, I'll always be here for you, even if you can't see me, because I love you. And she gives her a nice warm kiss. And so Bingo floats back to where she began, but she can't fit all the pieces of her little planet together. Hooray! Here comes Floppy with her friends to help. And they squish her back into her little planet where she's nice and cozy. And she says, night-night, Bingo. Night, Floppy. Thanks for everything. And they give a good hug. And the healer house is still and quiet. Again. And this time Bingo is sleeping peacefully and Dad and Bluey are cuddled up and they're sleeping peacefully and I notice they're back, they're on the floor. Bluey just wants to be wherever Dad is, I guess. And then look, Mom does too because she's got the whole bed to herself. And as the sun begins to rise, its warm rays hit Bingo and she's asleep in her own bed. And when she wakes up, she'll have done it. She'll have made it through the night like a big girl. Impressive, Bingo. Very impressive. And it is also, you want to say it? The end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.